USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's considering submitting written testimony to the Democratic-led House impeachment inquiry. The president tweeted that he did nothing wrong and is thinking about written testimony in order to get Congress focused again. As for if this is a good idea, Republican Congressman from Arizona, Debbie Lesko, tells Fox News.
Well, I'll leave that up to the president, but I would say it's not a very fair process to this point. So I think it would be kind of risky because, you know, Adam Schiff just isn't fair and Pelosi isn't fair. This whole process hasn't been fair.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he's very proud of the changes in U.S. policy on Ukraine.
We've delivered in a way that the Obama administration has not delivered on Ukraine.
The Secretary of State also says there was no nefarious plot to replace Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Three more days of public hearings are expected this week in the ongoing impeachment inquiry against President Trump. Congressman Lee Zeldin of New York says this probe has only hurt the nation.
What we've seen from this entire impeachment charade is an effort that essentially and eagerly tears our country in half. We should be focusing on important priorities for our constituents.
A big announcement from one of the major automakers. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Ford has unveiled its new electric SUV, the Mustang Mach-E. After months of hype, it costs about $44,000 and has a range of 230 miles.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy sent a letter to ABC News demanding answers surrounding allegations the network killed a 2015 story about dead alleged child sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. So far, no word from ABC News regarding this letter. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Tourists in Venice are dealing with an unusual problem. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Venice has been swamped by a record third so-called exceptional tide this week. Most stores and museums closed in the hardest-hit section of the city around St. Mark's Square, but that hasn't deterred tourists, many wearing thigh-high boots and hip waders to take a look at the high water. One cafe manager says the city and the people who visit are a hearty group.
It's like a water park, but Venice is not a water park. It's a real city, and the real citizens are going to work and to live again.
It's the worst flooding in Venice in more than a half century.
In response to the homelessness issue in Nashville, Tennessee, Tyler Hubbard, member of the group Florida Georgia Line, says the country music community is rallying and hosting a yard sale to raise money for the Home Street Home Ministries.
It definitely feels like it's growing over the last few years, and fortunately I feel like Nashville is a community that loves to give back and loves to help out and help our fellow humans. So we're just excited to be a small part of that, and hopefully we can inspire others to do the same.
Florida Georgia Line is also hosting a special benefit concert Monday night. Also going on Monday night, the NFL wraps up its week with the San Diego Chargers hosting the Kansas City Chiefs at game taking place in Mexico City. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.